Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I love abiding because it's not something that I have to do.
Right.
It's something that I get to do.
Isn't it exciting? Oh my goodness, if you only knew how exciting this is. Like, okay, finally, I get my abiding time. Yeah, it makes it all worthwhile, don't it?
Yeah, think about it. I get a chance to be with God every morning.
With God.
Exactly. You know, I may not have an audience with anyone else. You know, I may not have an audience with cabinet members or government officials or anyone of that type of importance. But you know what? I have an audience with the King of Kings. You know what I mean?
King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Awesome.
Well, you know, this morning as I was reading in the Word, I started meditating on a thought. You know, everybody wants the blessing of God. You know, Greg, everybody wants God on their side. I mean, who wouldn't? Someone goes on an interview and they're about to get on the interview. Can you please pray for me? Oh, sure, I can pray for you. You know, want God on our side. You know, you have children issues. You know, ever had some of those before? You know, young and old. Can you please pray for my kids? I need God on my side. Maybe some marriage issues, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Is God out there? Need God out there? Yeah, yeah. Never right. Turn down prayer, you know?
Right.
And people out there can have money issues. And it's like, oh my goodness, I need God. I need God on my side. Well, there's a little secret. Not really a secret, Greg, because it's really found in God's Word. But James chapter 4, verse 8 just flew off the page to me as I was reading it this morning. And the Word of God says, come near to God. And he will come near to you.
So you're saying that we make an approach. Our abiding time. We just begin to go hang out with him.
Absolutely. You know, in the Old Testament, King Saul, the Word of God says that he built an altar for the Lord, and it was the first time he had done that. He made an abiding place. He set a set time and a set place where he can just read and spend time. He really didn't read, you know, but we read. Spend time with God. And we take the first step.
King Saul. He didn't hang out. He quit hanging out after a while, I think. He quit abiding after a while.
Yeah, after a while. But he started out good. You know, started out good. And
so it's important not only just to begin abiding, but just to, you know, to continue.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you know, and so many times, you know, we can get into the trap of maybe seeking the Lord's hand, God's hand, but we're not seeking his face. We're not seeking him. And, you know, we definitely want to be able to do that. We want to be able to spend time with him and be encouraged that if we are on the Lord's side, if we are drawing close to him, then he is with us. We can have that full assurance of knowing that God is with us. Jeremiah 33 says, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And that's an inheritance for us as we spend time and read his word and listen to what God really would want us to know for that day, that daily bread. And I want to encourage anyone that maybe you're not as close as where you want to be. Maybe you haven't drawn close to God. Well, guess what? You can today. You can today. God's promise is that if you return to him, he will return to you. And so I enjoyed reading that this morning. I was just blessed and encouraged to know that the Lord is with me because I am with him.
That is so good because, you know, sheep have a tendency to wander. You know, we go, you know, we eat at this grass for a while and we're going like, that grass looks a little bit green. I wonder what that grass tastes like, right? I mean, you know, we're not sheep.
Right.
Nobody compared us to sheep. And I know that I remember when Pat and I were over in Israel and we're there with the shepherd. Remember that, Pat, when we were there with the shepherd? And
he was
sitting there watching his sheep. And they had, I don't know how many sheep they were. How many think they were?
It was probably 20, 30 sheep.
So it was 75.
actually, it was 26 sheep.
Well, it was more than 26, wasn't it? It had to be.
Well, they were scattered all over the plains. It was kind of hard to
count. But
they
were together. They were scattered together. Yeah. And so he was sitting there in his straw hat, and he looked kind of just calm and all that kind of stuff. So I said, you know, I'm going to go out there and see if I can get close to the sheep. And then the entire herd just kind of moved away. Like, and somebody other than the shepherd, you know, and the shepherd just sat there with his two little sheep dog. And he probably just said, "You stupid Americans." No, that's German. He wouldn't have said that. It would have been more like I can't speak. Can you speak Hebrew?
No.
Okay, John can. He's deeply, deeply. He's got a pedigree.
Yeah.
No.
Diesel has a pedigree. It was really interesting that, you know, he says, "My sheep know my voice." Mm. And they were looking back at the shepherd to see how, you know, who is this American here in Israel? I don't know if we were in Tiberias. I don't know. Maybe Tiberias, because we actually were at the house of prayer and then got and took off. And somehow we're down there with Karen.
Right.
And so but it was really cool to kind of see it. You know, today I have a picture in my office that has there was a shepherding contest out of Georgia, northern Georgia there. And by the way, if anybody's listening from northern Georgia, I would like some more pictures of that. I'll find out what it's actually called. But the shepherds, all the sheep are gathered around this oak tree, and he has his sheep doll right beside him, and he's got his shepherd's rod under his arm. And he's sitting there in a pair of jeans, and like a denim jacket or something. And he has a distance from the sheep, just like the shepherd did over in Israel. And it's just so cool that, you know, I want to encourage you, and this, we're going to have this conversation. We're going to be talking over our conversation that, listen, God wants shepherds over his flock. And, you know, if you're caring for someone, if you're helping disciple them, if you're seeking to, attend a training, like VFNU, you know, Vine Fellowship Network University, which we'll talk about maybe a little bit in this show, but you listen, it's a good thing. It's a good thing for somebody to be looking over God's people. You know, in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, he says, God is not unjust. He will not forget the love you have shown him as you help his people and continue to help them. And see, if anything is trying to keep you and from protecting and taking care of God's people, telling you that it's not valuable, whatever the lie is. It's the lie from the father of lies. It's Satan just, you know, firing, you know, thoughts into your mind and your heart and telling you, you know, who are you? You can't do this and you can't do this. And listen, you know, I don't care who's fighting for me. I'm glad they are. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And go ahead.
I'm sorry. Greater love have no man than to lay down his life for his friend.
Right. And you think about it. David is a good example of how he fought for God's people. You know, when he finally got to the place of leadership over God's people, he said this words. He says, "I know why you got me here. You brought me here to protect your people." Mm. And the Lord says, you know, if the shepherds, present shepherds, don't do it, I'll raise up for myself shepherds. And I'm going to encourage you that we're personally seeing many shepherds raised up. And we're starting to see even more of them start to be alerted and finding out, you know, inside of me, there's a desire inside of me to look over God's people and see that they're protected and that they're discipled and that they're loved. And it's just really cool to see God do that. You know, God's raising up shepherds, you know, for himself. And what's so cool, you know, what you're talking about in your abiding time this morning, John, that when we draw near to God, when we draw near to God, you know, he draws near to us. That is so encouraging because, you know, we got to take that first step. You know, he took the first step while we were yet sinners. He died for us. But now it's time for us to take that next step.
That's right. And we can take that step. You know, all it takes is just our hearts open and willing to be able to communicate to the Lord and say, "Hey, God, I'm here. I'm here. I want all that you have for me." And once we take that first step, God makes himself available to us. It's just a beautiful, beautiful relationship. Yes. Why would you give something to somebody if they didn't want it? And you taking that first step is clearly telling the Lord, "Hey, want them."
You know, think about it. It's not only just beautiful, it's just cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're seeing 8-year-olds, you know, get a word from the Lord. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.